That's Your Line, Though, by Jose Helu. We are in the break area of a telemarketing call center.
I'm going to be fired. I know it.
No, you're not.
I can hear the boss listening in.
How?
The clicking. That's when I screw up. I'm fine otherwise.
There's no clicking. It's not like the old systems.
I hear clicking.
Yes, there are bad connections. But that doesn't mean anybody's listening. Even the customers aren't listening.
Customers? That's what we're calling them?
They have to press 1, so yes, customers.
They press 1 to get off the list.
It's an interaction. That makes them a customer. You're new, right?
6 months. I was a clothing designer, if you could believe that.
16 years. All telemarketing. You a clothing designer? I don't believe it.
Neither did the stores. But I was.
You don't look it.
I'm going to get dolled up to work in a boiler room? But back in the day, yes, I looked the part. In my line of work, you had to. But here, who gives a tinker's damn?
That's cute, tinker's damn.
My grandpa used to say it. I even had a line of clothing called Tinker's Damn. Sold like shit.
Is that good or bad?
I still have most of it. All of it, in fact.
So not so good. That's your line, though. Something to be proud of. I'm not good visually. I could never design shit like that.
Now that's something to be proud of.
That's not what I meant.
I had 3 different brands. None of them sold, but all of them cost. So just before I went bankrupt, I quit and started here. 6 months, and I don't think I can last.
You'll do fine. Stick to the script, then deviate at will.
What about those clicks?
Nobody's listening in.
Okay, break's over. Back to work.
Fred and Rose get up to leave.
Not so fast, Fred. I want to talk to you.
It'll be fine.
Sure, boss. But I also want to talk to you.
I figured as much. You don't seem too happy in this position.
No, I'm not. I don't like selling shit to people who don't want it. I don't like deceiving people who know you're lying to them. And I really don't like making a career out of giving people the opposite of what they're asking for. And you're about to fire me, so before you get a chance, I quit. I'm leaving the position effective immediately.
That would be a mistake. I've been reviewing your call records, and while there are some areas of improvement I would like to suggest...
You've been listening in?
It's what I'm paid to do. Now tell me, what are you paid to do?
Man the phone lines.
No, that's how you do what you're paid to do. When a call comes in, who's on the other end?
Whoever the screen says it is.
Oh, that doesn't matter. What matters is that they are a disgruntled customer. They want to leave the service. They want to quit. They are quitters. I don't want quitters. Now, what do you want?
To quit.
No! You want them to not quit. That's what you're being paid for. How do you get them to not quit? You inspire them. You motivate them. You spur them on to even greater greatness.
How am I supposed to motivate somebody who's not interested in hearing about insurance or computer repair or vacation cruises or whatever the fuck we're selling this week and just wants out?
Just wants out? That's your line.
Though it seems quite appropriate considering we get all the press one callers.
Press one callers don't want out. They want in. They just don't know it. Do you know why you can't be replaced by a computer?
Frankly, no.
Because computers can't think. Not yet. They can read a script, they can even sound natural. But they don't actually listen, so they don't really know what to say. You do.
Oh?
You're just not saying it.
They call in, they want out, I take them off. What's to say?
Well, they're paying your salary, meager though it might be.
At least you admit it.
Of course I admit it. Mine's not much better. But every person you take off is one less. Sorry. One fewer person that helps pay your salary. But more importantly, they leave angry because they didn't get what they want.
Which is to never have been called in the first place.
No! It's to actually want the thing they already got that they didn't want before.
That's dishonest.
Not if they actually end up wanting it. Stick around. You could become a lead. Now, back to work.
Fred, suitably inspired, returns to the call desk and sits next to Rose, who just finished a call.
What just happened?
I don't know. What just happened?
The boss was going to fire me, so I quit. But he didn't let me. Which is probably good, but it's not what I wanted.
And?
And I'm here again, answering phones.
Are you going to answer that one?
I never thought my life would be answering phones.
It's not.
What do you mean?
For a life of answering phones, you have to actually answer phones. Like that one.
That's what I'm doing. Saving the world one phone call at a time.
What about the phone that's ringing now?
That's your line. Though maybe I should answer it. It seems to be my calling.
Blackout. In order of appearance, Fred was voiced by Craig David Rosen. Rose was voiced by Tammy Strom. The Boss was voiced by Philip Hahn. Directed and narrated by Jose Helou, October and November 2020.